Director General of the Inter-Services Public Relations, DGISPR, Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif Chowdhury on Saturday warned that any future aggression against the country would be met with a more severe response, while reiterating that it remains committed to peace. "We are peace-loving and give priority to peace. It is our first choice. But if you make this mistake again, our response will be even more intense," he said while addressing a special session attended by over 2,500 students from various universities of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, according to the Inter-Services Public Relations, ISPR, the media wing of Pakistan's armed forces. The event, held in a festive atmosphere marked by nationalist slogans and songs, drew loud chants of "Long live the Pakistan Army" and "Kashmir will become Pakistan." Students waved national flags and voiced support for the military. Read more: Pakistan's military dismisses Indian water threat as insane thinking. Chowdhury said Pakistan's armed forces had previously responded decisively to Indian air raids, including retaliatory strikes on 26 targets. He referenced the death of a young boy in Muzaffarabad, saying the brigade headquarters responsible for the attack was destroyed. "Our aircraft targeted only military infrastructure," he said. "We did not strike any civilian population, infrastructure, or place of worship because we believe in peace." The army spokesman also accused India of being behind various militant activities in Pakistan, including unrest in the southwestern province of Balochistan and attacks by extremist groups. "Behind every terrorist act in Pakistan, whether in Balochistan or elsewhere, stands India's hand," he said. Addressing Afghan authorities, Chowdhury urged them not to allow militants to use Afghan territory to launch attacks on Pakistan. "Do not become proxies of India," he said, adding that the problem lies with certain Afghan elites allegedly funded by New Delhi. Read more: Government doesn't rule out Tsarbaev-style action in Balochistan. He also condemned hardline groups such as the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, TTP, accusing them of distorting Islamic teachings and seeking support from India. "You ask for help from those who violate the dignity of Kashmiri women," he said. Reiterating Pakistan's long-standing stance on the Kashmir dispute, Chowdhury told the audience, "The time has come again. Kashmir will become Pakistan."